Are you still waiting for your round two stimulus payment? If so, lots of others are waiting right along there with you. And the IRS says you may have to wait until you file your 2020 tax returns to get the money. Consumer man Herb Weisbaum is writing about this for checkbook.org. He joined us with what you need to know.
Dimitri, the Treasury Department says more than two-thirds of all the economic impact payments have now been sent out electronically. But that still leaves millions of Americans still waiting for federal relief. For some taxpayers listening, instead of getting a direct deposit payment or even a check, you'll have to claim your stimulus payment as a tax rebate when you file your 2020 tax return.
Herb, in your checkbook story, you point out that millions of people are going to get their stimulus money loaded on a debit card.
Well, the IRS advises people who haven't received a direct deposit yet to watch your mail for either a paper check or a debit card. Treasury announced last week that it decided to deliver payments to approximately 8 million Americans by debit card in order to, quote, reach as many people as soon as possible. And adding to all the confusion, the form of the payment this time, check versus debit card, may be different from the first stimulus payment mailed out in the spring. In other words, some people who got a paper check last time might receive a debit card this time, and some who got a debit card last time may receive a check this time.
So if you get a prepaid card in the mail, how will you know it's legit and not a scam?
Good question. They're mailed in a white envelope that has the Treasury seal on the front. The EIP card has the Visa logo on the front and the issuing bank, MetaBank, on the back. Information included with the card will explain this is your economic impact payment. Now, for anyone who thought the card was part of a scam and threw it out, as happened with a debit card sent out during the first stimulus payments last spring, there is a toll-free number you can call for a free replacement.
There are also problems for some who used a professional tax service last year.
Yeah, some people who had a tax preparation service, such as H&R Block, Jackson Hewitt, or TurboTax, prepare their 2019 return, are experiencing another roadblock. If you opted for a quick refund and opened a temporary bank account, whether you realized it or not, to receive your payment from the IRS, that account is now closed. The government can't send stimulus payments to these closed accounts, so the deposits are being rejected. The IRS is aware of the problem and says it's working with the tax preparation services to redirect the money to the proper accounts.
So, bottom line it, if you haven't gotten your stimulus payment, how do you find out where things stand?
To find out, use the Get My Payment tool on the IRS website. It can show you the status of your payments, including the date the payment was made or may be made, and the method, direct deposit or mailed payment. Get the message not available, and you're not being sent any stimulus money. You'll need to claim the recovery rebate credit on your 2020 tax return.
That's consumer man Herb Weisbaum of checkbook.org. Read more at WTOP.com. Just search check if you haven't gotten your stimulus money yet, the second round.